They're the brightly coloured devices that are becoming more and more popular. But now a Worcestershire security firm is introducing a groundbreaking new device to tackle the problem of school children vaping here. Now, vaping may be illegal for under 18s, but that hasn't stopped the rise of the habit among youngsters. It's almost becoming the 21st century version of nipping behind the bike sheds for a smoke, but much easier to get away with no lingering smell and no butts to flush down the toilet. Eclipse, which is based in Stoke Prior, is a security company which supplies things like CCTV systems and burglar alarms, but concern about vaping among children prompted it to import Halo from the United States. The device is put on ceilings and triggers an alarm whenever vaping fumes are around in the air. And our reporter Tom Edwards has been to see it in action.
It's a clever device, isn't it, Nikki? It can even detect being tampered with. Give it a knock. Go on, let's have a look.
OK, so if you just knock it like this...
It's not happy, is it?
Not really. It's going to tell somebody that somebody...
Hi, I'm Nikki Ayres.
Hi, I'm Aaron Kernahan, and welcome to Eclipse. I think from our point of view, we've always had a history in working within the school environment and protecting schools and making schools safer for the students and teachers alike. We'd heard that there were a lot of issues with vape use in toilets.
Vaping is a huge issue in schools right now, isn't it?
Yeah, there's definitely an issue out there, and it's one that's just accessible to anybody. It's creating issues such as antisocial behaviour, bullying, students not being happy with going to the toilets areas. So it's a big issue there, and now the head teachers have identified it. I think they really need help in eradicating the issue.
Talk us through how much interest there's been in the device since you launched it.
We took the product with us to the Independent Schools Business Association at the ICC, and the interest was phenomenal with all the schools. They're all having some kind of problem in one way, shape or other.
OK, Nikki, Aaron, let's have a look at this product, and I'm going to ask you to give me a demonstration. Before we do that, visually, it's about the size of a saucer. It's a small, white, circular device. It's quite snazzy, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks quite cool, doesn't it, really? It's not going to be unattractive mounted on a ceiling.
So talk me through how it would work. If you've got this mounted on a ceiling in a school toilet, and a young lad or a young girl comes walking in and they start vaping, what would happen?
So once they start vaping, the vaping effluent naturally rises in the atmosphere. As it rises, it would hit towards the Halo device. Usually takes between 10 and 15 seconds.
So the alert goes off, and what happens then?
Once the alert goes off, we can have an audible alert, but also the device is connected to a network. So that network can then either send an email, or it can go to a monitoring station, or even out to people's mobile phones.
So fundamentally, the head teacher could be miles away. He could be walking his dog miles away from the school, and he will know where it happened and when it happened.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we hear of the term Internet of Things, the IoT devices, and effectively, this is an IoT device.
Now, Nikki, you've got a vaping device. It's time for you to have a go at vaping and see if it works. Go on.
Warning, vape use detected.
And what else does it do?
We can say help, emergency, and then it'll go off then. So if somebody's actually having a bit of aggression underneath it, it'll alert to that as well.
So it'll fire off when somebody...
It'll fire off if there's...
Somebody cries for help.
Yeah, somebody cries for help, emergency, yeah, it'll go off. It'll do that in a moment, I would imagine. It's
emergency
just...
Emergency declared, security notified. Emergency declared, security...
It is such
notified.
A clever device, isn't it? It's almost like having a pet, isn't it?
And it's one that's built to last.
It is a really interesting idea, this, isn't it? Tom Edwards with Aaron Kernahan and Nikki Ayres from Eclipse in Stoke Prior. Then they say that in the short time since they've launched this, there have been inquiries from more than 200 schools, and some schools from our areas have already bought them and installed them as well. So this is clearly a problem, and let's find out how much of a problem and what some of our head teachers think of the idea. Matthew Carpenter is the head of Baxter College in Kidderminster. Hi, Matt. Morning.
Morning.
Would you want one of these? Is vaping, you know, kids sneaking off for a cheeky vape, is it a problem in your college?
Yeah, I think it's a problem in a lot of schools. You were right in your piece where you said about it replacing smoking and actually being a lot harder to detect and monitor. So while I was listening to the piece just then, I've been Googling the device, and I'll definitely be looking to get them in.
So you might be interested in this thing yourself for your school?
Yeah, because if you don't do something like this, the alternative is to install something like CCTV in the toilets, which is a big invasion into the kids' privacy. Or the upshot is actually we're having to search kids a lot more because it's more difficult to detect, and searching isn't something that you want to do too frequently, really.
So how much of a thing is this? I mean, of course kids do things they're not supposed to do. I used to sneak off behind the shops actually opposite our school when I was a kid and have a smoke. Loads of my friends did. But vaping was always supposed to... It wasn't supposed to be for kids, was it? It was always supposed to... The way it was sort of targeted and sold was that this was going to help people give up smoking, and it wasn't going to be kids who didn't smoke going straight into it. But clearly that's not the case by the sounds of it.
Yeah, that's definitely the way that it's gone. I mean, first of all, the kids who would have traditionally smoked or were smoking moved over to vapes. When it first kind of came out, it was quite an expensive thing to do. So we had a lot less issue with it. But it's since those smaller, much cheaper disposable vapes have come out, actually, it's really, really rapidly escalated. But yeah, I mean, I think we had one incidence of smoking proper. In the whole of the last academic year, which compared to when I first joined teaching 20 years ago, it's a very, very big change.
So that's extraordinary. So one kid got done for smoking, but presumably loads and loads got done for vaping.
Certainly more frequent, probably once a week. Yes. So smoking is completely gone with kids as far as I can see. So it is all vapes. And I know there's a lot of talk about the health benefits, but we just don't know. And we certainly don't know its impacts on children, which is what concerns me.
Well, the thing is, I mean, there's a health benefit if you're a smoker, because literally anything is better than smoking. It's got to be, isn't it? Regardless of what's in a vape, if it turns out there is something in a vape, it's got to be better than the known carcinogens and everything nasty in a cigarette. But ultimately, sticking nothing into your lungs is probably better, isn't it? And that's the worry.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's a big concern. I think it's difficult for parents to know as well, because sometimes the messages have been around the safety angle on things. So it's slightly confusing for them as well.
Is it exactly the same stuff as smoking? Is it peer pressure? Kids do it because they want to hang out with the kids who are vaping and be cool. Is it just that still?
Yeah, it's probably slightly more just about cultural kind of, we all vape together, than with smoking, because I think smoking was quite a harsh process, whereas actually using those vapes is quite, they like you're saying, they smell nice, they don't smell horrific like tobacco did. So actually I think it is more of a positive choice with the kids, more of a lifestyle choice than that peer pressure of come on, let's have a fag together. So
yeah. Matthew, really good to speak to you, and let us know how it goes if you get one of those devices. Keep in touch, because it's fascinating, isn't it? This is one of those. I didn't know even. I think many people wouldn't have suspected this is a problem. Here's a device to fix a problem we didn't even know existed. But clearly, if you work in these settings like Matthew does, you can clearly see that it is going on. And I suppose it's nothing to be that surprised about. Kids will always find something to do that they're not supposed to do. Let me know if this is something that you've noticed, if your kids or grandkids are doing this vaping a lot. Then please do get in touch. Love to hear from you. 0800 121 8181. Brian here says, it seems the more you try to ban smoking, the cooler it gets. Well, this isn't smoking, though, is it? It's not smoking. I mean, arguably it's safer, but it's still... unknown. They've only had vapes for 10, 15 years. There's not any long-term, really long-term, 30, 40 years worth of data of the harm it could do. So probably the best thing to do, if you're not sure, is not do anything at all. So don't vape. Morning, John in Kidderminster. Elliot, that device that gives detects the vaping, that would give kids hours of entertainment, because all they need to do is stand underneath it and shout help emergency and see how long it takes for someone to respond, because yes, it will also detect an emergency. Look, will you stop giving them ideas, John, please? 0800 121 8181. Text 81333, start with HW, and you can email me your thoughts as well, elliot.webb@bbc.co.uk.